Are you drowning? Are you barely keeping your head above water? Are you treading water but you never get ahead? When you have ADHD, it's like living life on the sea. I am here reaching out my hand and saying, hold on, I will help you stay above water. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully. And in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms. But, spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Before we jump into this week's episode, let's read our review of the week. This one comes from Stein, entitled Thank You. I discovered you through the Women in ADHD podcast, where your interview made me cry. Your description of ADHD and motherhood was the first time I heard someone else explain what I had been experiencing my entire adult life. Wow. And now, in true ADHD fashion, I'm binge-listening your wonderful and loving podcast with all the advice I have been in need of. This podcast is a life vest. Thank you. Well, thank you, Steen. Also, so excited because it's totally going to tie into the episode. Let's make it happen. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sun. When you have ADHD, it's like living life on the sea. We were talking back in episode 177 about how life is just different on the water. You have to do things differently when you're building on the sand. You have to do things differently when your supplies need to be waterproof and withstand the salt water and the hurricane force winds. When you have ADHD, you need to learn a different way of doing things that the people on the prairie don't necessarily get. When neurotypical people want to build foundations, they build them. And then they turn around and look at you and go, why don't you just build it like I built it? It worked for me. And you're over here on the water being like, dude, it didn't work. Why doesn't it work? It's not working. Why isn't it working? And you start to think that it's you. Instead of thinking, perhaps the plan for the house on the prairie did not work on the water. When a neurotypical person wants to build their house, they go and gather their wood, their nails, their hammer, they get their blueprint. They find a nice little plot of land and they build their house. Ta-da! They've got it. But when you have ADHD and you're barely keeping your head above water, you feel like you're drowning, you're treading water but you can't get ahead, someone can hand you those same planks of wood and the hammer and the nails and the blueprint for the house. And it doesn't matter how hard you try, you will never build a house while treading water, while drowning. It's not possible. Even if you figured out how to build that house underwater, you can't use it because it's underwater. Meanwhile, you're over here shouting like, help, help, I'm drowning. Or maybe you're so far underwater that you can't even yell. And then people are going, well, but I gave you the wood, gave you the screws or the nails, gave you the hammer, gave you the blueprint. Why can't you build it? Just try harder. Follow the plan. Get out your hammer. Just, you know, hammer it together. And here you are soaking wet. The planks of wood are floating away. The nails are sinking in the water. You can't get any momentum because your arm's underwater. So you can't swing that hammer. Your blueprint is all soggy and floating away. This is why it doesn't work. Because your plan is made by someone who lives on the prairie. As someone with ADHD, you need structures and allowances that make sense for living life on the water. When you come to somebody like me, who knows how to build a raft, who knows to hand you a life preserver before we start, then you can actually get something done. Hey, maybe you're not ready to build a house yet because you're still drowning. Maybe we could just like throw together some kind of raft to get you out of the water. Then we can figure out how to build you a house. But we can't build a regular house. You need a houseboat. So I can still like help you figure out how to build the house, but we're doing it differently. Like you need a boat. You need a hull. Yes, you still need wood and a hammer and nails, but instead of the blueprint for a house, you need the drawings for a boat. You need to be able to tie up to the dock and use that dock as your steady point or drop anchor to have something holding you in place so that you're not floating off. You need different kinds of tools. You might need like a boat hoist. You need special paint. The person who knows that you need those things is the person who's been there before. You want the coach who's going to say, hey, maybe you don't need a regular house. Maybe you need a raft or a boat, a yacht, a cruise ship. I don't know, but definitely not a regular house. But see, here's the thing. Like when you're building a regular house, it sounds like a good idea. And you know what? 80, 90% of what you're going to learn and the instructions you need to build a house are also in that plan for the houseboat. But it's missing this vital 20%, like how to build the hull and how to make things waterproof, where to grab a life preserver so that you can actually be successful in building your houseboat. And honestly, like people with ADHD, because there's so much varying in what we're doing, it's like, yes, some people need boats, some people need rafts, some people need houseboats, some people need those pedal boats that have those cute little swans on them. But also some people with ADHD are building houses on the beach, but they need like the special piers digging down to like hang out on the sand, or like maybe they're building those super cool overwater bungalows that you always see like in Bora Bora, where you just like walk off your deck and jump in the water. And some of you are straight up mermaids trying to build a house underwater, and like you need sandcastles. You need to know how to scoop sand and something that can deal with underwater tides. If you are a mermaid trying to build a regular house, you will never be successful. But that's not your fault. It's because somebody's telling you, some goober is like, build a house underwater. It doesn't make any sense. You need a teacher, a coach, somebody who's there with you that understands how to build foundations for water. The person who knows how to account for the tide. You would never hire a swim coach for your kid who's never been in the water. I'm probably going to get some hate for this one. But in my opinion, if you are learning about ADHD, learn about it from somebody who has ADHD. It doesn't matter how much they've studied in books or watched their kid go through it or their spouse go through it. Like, yes, that's lots of valuable stuff, but they've never been in the water. You wouldn't even hire a swim coach for your four-year-old who's never been in the water. Why are you looking to people who don't understand how to swim and how to live on the water to teach you how to build your life? It doesn't make any sense. I want to teach you how to build your foundations in a way that makes sense for you. I want to give you the boat blueprint and say, here's what we do. Oh, boat blueprint doesn't work for you? Cool. Here's a sandcastle blueprint. Like, I get it because I've been in the water my entire life. I can teach you how to create the foundations for your family, for your day, in a way that makes sense for you. Do you wish there was a way to feel like you're not failing at life and motherhood every day? I know what it's like to run around all day like a headless chicken, stressed because you're late to everything, and when you finally sit down after the kids are in bed, you think about how you didn't get anything done, and somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started out this morning. You're tired, drowning, and feel like you'll never catch up. But imagine this. When you sit down at the end of the night, there's no Mount Laundry. You know it's for dinner. You spend some quality time with your kids, and Medusa Mom didn't even rear her ugly head at bedtime. And you did something kind just for yourself today. If you did even one of those things today, you'd be thrilled, right? It's not a fairy tale, Mama. There are other moms with ADHD getting their days together, and you can too. That's why I created Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to create a rhythm for your day in an ADHD-friendly way that puts the lengthy to-do list of motherhood on automate, so you don't have to think about when you'll sweep next or how you'll find time to pay that bill you've been putting off. You'll be able to make a plan for your day that is fluid enough for your ADHD brain to stick with, but structured enough to feel like you're in control. Remember, our rhythms and routines serve us, not the other way around. Over the next 11 weeks, you will create a flexible framework for your day and walk away with a community of moms who understand you and are cheering you on and say, I'm right there with you. Because being a mom is hard. We will get off track. That's just part of ADHD, but now you will have the support to get back on track when you are struggling. We meet weekly to help us remember, oh yeah, we're working on a goal. Most importantly, you'll learn about how your ADHD brain works so that you make decisions from a place of confidence, because a healthy mama leads a healthy family. Being proactive comes from a place of strength, which takes a ton of strain off your relationships because you are in a better place. When you're ready to lighten your load by making a daily plan and figuring out what makes sense for your ADHD brain and enjoying more of your motherhood, it's time to sign up for the Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms program. The program's starting right now. Hello, immediate gratification. So sign up right now at bit.ly/ADHD framework. That is bit.ly/ADHD framework. And that's all lowercase letters. bit.ly/ADHD framework. So sign up now before you forget, okay? I can't wait to help you feel good about your day, but more importantly, I want you to feel good about yourself. So sign up at bit.ly/ADHD framework. When you're creating this basic structure for your day and creating these rhythms and these daily routines for your family, you need that balance of somebody who, yes, knows how to build a house, but knows how to build it on the water. What I love about Time Management Mastery for ADHD moms is that I give you everything you need to figure out how to build a system that makes sense for you. We go through figuring out the anchor points in your day that are going to keep you from floating off. We figure out how much chain do you need, how much wiggle room do you have where you can account for the rising tides and the winds and all that, where you're not getting into trouble, but also aren't so rigid that you don't have any wiggle room. How to group your tasks together so that they make sense for your brain. And in all of these suggestions, there's always more ideas of how to make it work for you. I'm never going to sit here and tell you, you should do this. The only time I should people is when I'm like, you should listen to yourself and stop listening to this other person. Or you should stop comparing yourself. I do say that sometimes. I'm here to help you figure out what's the way to make this make sense for you so that you have these skills built in so that you can then take them and modify them every time a new season comes. So when it's hurricane season, you know how to adapt. When it goes from summer to back to school to the holidays, you know how to adapt. When your kid drops a nap, you know how to adapt. When they enter middle school, you know how to adapt because you have the skills to be able to build a boat for whatever season you're in. You can build the canoe for your summer vacation, and you can build the yacht for when you're cruising and successful. You have the skills, and then you can teach them to your kids. Because if you can build a houseboat, you're sure as you know can build a regular old house. So it doesn't matter if your kid has ADHD or not, you know how to teach them because you've mastered these skills. When you have mastered your daily rhythms, you have so much more space to enjoy your life. Because the things that need to get done, get done. And you have space in your schedule to throw together an impromptu picnic and go to the park one day. To meet up for that play date or that lunch date. To do something good for yourself and rest. Because there's not that guilt and shame hanging over you. They're like, well, you should have been doing this. You should have been doing that. That has been the biggest gift for me in this process of implementing rhythms and routines that make sense for me. Is that guilt. When I'm at work, I feel like I should be with my kids. And when I'm with my kids, I feel like I should be at work getting stuff done. I don't think it's ever possible to totally get rid of it. Maybe someone has somewhere. If you have, let me know. But yes, I'm always going to be thinking about the other thing because they're both important to me. But I don't have this shame and this guilt because I know that the pieces of my work stay in my work zones and my family gets present me when I'm with family time. And I'm not perfect. There's still times where things bleed in and I'm working on my boundaries. going to therapy. But knowing that I'm living so successfully with my ADHD, like, I want that for you. I want you to feel confident and capable in your day. I want you to know that you have space to be present with your kids when you're talking to them. I want you to not have this shame over all the things that you should be doing. There's always going to be more stuff that moms have to do or should do or think we're supposed to be doing. There's always going to be more things. But when you make a concerted plan for your week, those are the times to be like, hey, this matters. This does not. I'm cutting the thing that does not. Like, you're making these like purposeful decisions about what you're putting in your week because you know what matters. And you've created this schedule for you, for your family, in the season that you're in to make sense for your brain. The beautiful support system that this comes with. You have a community bulletin board. You can post questions. I answer, the other moms answer. It comes with 3 months of successful mama meetup. So you have accountability to come and show up and plan your week or use that time to watch the lesson or plan your daily rhythms. And you can join Time Management Mastery whenever you listen to this episode. It's always there. It's an 11-week program that walks you through step by step how to set up rhythms and schedules that make sense for you. I pride myself on being very ADHD friendly. So in every one of my courses, you get the video. It has captions on it. You can speed it up. You can slow it down. There's a transcript there so you can read it if you're not into watching the video. You can just read the course. It comes with activities for you to think through in an ADHD-friendly way of how do you want to set up the schedule that makes sense for you. There's a workbook that you can make your notes in. You can print it out. You can write it on it. Like, you can jot it in the computer and save it. Like, I want this to be as ADHD-friendly as possible for every one of my students to be able to be successful. So you have all the learning modalities. You have the support of the community. You have a way to ask questions and get answers. Because I don't ever want you to be stuck and give up because it feels too hard. It doesn't have to be hard to make a schedule that fits you. It is totally possible to set up your day in a way that makes sense for ADHD. I know because I've done it and I've been living this way for years now. Like, I'm like trying to do the math, like at least 3 solid years of doing it and like probably 5 years, including all the like, probably longer than that, actually, probably my whole life of like finagling and trying to, you know, make it all work. And it's like, I finally figured out how to make it work. And I want to give that gift to you because you also learn so much about your ADHD and how your brain functions. Like, why do I do that? Oh, that's why I do that. Like, such a gift. And to be with moms who understand you. You can ask questions of them and like nobody's going to give you side eye. They're all just like, yeah, totally been there. Got it. This is what works for me. Or, hey, do you just want me to listen? Like, this is a beautiful space for you to learn how to swim around a whole bunch of other people who are also learning to swim. So you don't feel like the one broken person who can't figure out how to make a routine for their family. But speaking of routines, I'm running a promotion next week. It's running March 21st through 23rd. You have 3 days to jump in and get access to not only Time Management Mastery, but for the exact same price. You will also get my morning and evening routine courses. So the evening routine goes through all the things that you can prep and prepare the night before to feel really good about being ready for the morning. The morning routine is for both you and your kids, walking through how to set up the morning routine. I have like charts in there where you can like literally, you write in your routine, you figure out how long it's going to take you to do stuff, you put in the time of how long, like what time you need to leave, and it does all the math for you and tells you what time you got to wake up. You might not like the answer because a lot of us are night owls, but that's the answer. Like, it also comes with the smart speaker support. So I have templates in there. Like, if you use an Alexa, I have a template in there that you literally can copy and paste and add to your app. And my Alexa runs my morning. She's the one telling me, like, it's time to brush teeth. It's time to eat breakfast. It's time to do that. She keeps me on time. That's the reason that we have been on time for school for 3 years in a row. So when you buy Time Management Mastery in those 3 days next week, you get both the morning routine course and the evening routine course that are over $100 as part of the promotion that I'm running next week. So you're getting Time Management Mastery, 3 months of successful mama meetups, the Simple Morning Routines course, and the Simple Evening Routines course. Like, y'all, now that I'm saying this all out loud, I'm like, this is too good to be true. Maybe I shouldn't have made it that great. Like, this is such a deal because these skills are going to change your life. I've seen it in mom after mom of like going through this course and being like, oh my goodness, I get why I am the way that I am. I know how to put pieces together and make sense for me. Like, it's so doable and you have forever access. So like if you start doing the course and something happens and you need to pause, cool. Your course will still be there in a week or 2 weeks. If you want to continue doing successful mama meetups after your 3 months complimentary membership, like stay, keep your subscription. Stay here for as long as you like. You don't have to solve all of your problems at once. I know with our now, not now thinking that we feel like we do, but you have so much time and space to build your day the way that you want it in a way that makes like sense for your family. Every little bit of this that you do is good for you. Every little bit is helping you. Every little bit is making your family life more peaceful. You can join Time Management Mastery at any time. You just go to bit.ly.com/ADHD framework. It's all one word. And sign up. And if you're listening to this between March 21st and 23rd, you are also gifted those two courses for the morning routine and the evening routine. Like, I genuinely want to be the person who's holding out my hand and giving you a life preserver and being like, we can do this. It is possible. You can learn to swim. You can learn to build the boat. You can learn to build the cool tiki hut. You can learn to build the cruise ship. You can do this. When you have the right person guiding you, cheering you on, having a community there to support you, you can do this. Head over to Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms. Sign up bit.ly.com/ADHD framework and join us in making your day a better fit for you and your family. I'll talk to you soon, successful mama. And hopefully I'll see your face at next Wednesday's meetup. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.